Stay tuned to TLC, the learning channel. Let's learn. Coming up next, cake whores. And at 9, super quick weddings, followed by the divorce horse.
Divorce horse?
Yeah, it's been a while since we covered a show off TLC.
It's been a long while.
I miss those promos.
Because if you remember, they had a pretty good run of shows that were kind of salacious and shocking.
Right.
And I'm not even talking about any of the ones you just heard in that fake promo.
Yeah, that's not a real one.
Really, it's hard to tell.
We have a couple of those. We're really good.
But in the early 2000s, they had actual titles like Buying Naked,
yeah,
Extreme Cougar Wives, Freaky Eaters, and then maybe my favorite for two seasons, Best Funeral Ever.
Oh,
those are all real. Those are real shows.
I mean, I would low-key watch all those.
TLC kind of went away after that. It was off the radar.
Once Honey Boo Boo left, the whole
station.
Well, and I think they came out with some type of statement that was like, we don't want to be the freak show channel.
But
that's not what we're going for.
Like,
and then right after that, they premiered My Teen Is Pregnant and So Am I.
Yeah. Seriously.
So it was kind of tough to believe them on that.
Right.
But remember, this is all back in the mid-2010s. And then Netflix happened. And then all of a sudden, people aren't watching cable as much as they used to.
Totally.
And HBO Max got bigger. Disney Plus was released. Amazon Prime was on the scene.
And then Netflix got a hold of the Tiger King before TLC could.
That would have been on TLC.
Totally,
right?
And so the executives at TLC were suddenly like, uh-oh. We might need to get people's attention again. How are we going to do this?
People are finding garbage elsewhere.
Yeah.
Maybe being the train wreck channel and having millions of viewers wasn't so horrible after all.
Uh-oh.
Oh, they're back to it. They've dropped the learning from the TLC.
Uh-oh.
So now they've got a brand new show that's making international headlines. It's called I Am Shauna Ray. Which I get, it's not the catchiest title. It is one of the most shocking things that I've ever seen.
Yeah, but I actually think it's like interesting.
Let's let Shauna tell you the premise of the show herself.
If you were to look at me, you would think I'm just a normal little girl doing normal little girl things with my fun, crazy family. But the truth is, I'm not a little girl. I'm a woman. A 22-year-old woman. Trapped in the body of an 8-year-old.
Oh, I saw a commercial for this.
Did you? Isn't it crazy?
So, she's an actual 22-year-old woman, but physically looks like an 8-year-old girl who's living at home with her parents.
And she does.
Whoa.
I mean, it looks older than 8 to me, but she's definitely a little girl. It's a child.
This isn't like a little person thing, which TLC's done a bunch of shows about
Shauna
looks and sounds like an actual child.
That is different.
I think the only thing that makes her look older is she wears makeup.
You're right. If she didn't have makeup on, it'd be a lot different, too.
So she had some type of medical issue as a baby, which caused her pituitary gland to just stop. Mm-hmm. So even though she's 100% with it in her mind and, like, feels totally 22, her voice and her body never physically aged.
Oh.
And the show is so cool. It's like all of these things that she would have to overcome that you don't think about, you know, like from dating.
I just think of a bouncer at a bar checking
her
ID.
Exactly.
Yeah,
who's going to believe her?
No one.
Yeah.
So what do you do for, 14, 16, 18 episodes of watching Shauna Ray? It's basically producers having her go out in the world and do adult things. And every time she goes out anywhere, all the employees are doing double takes and questioning her.
Yeah, calling child CPS because they're pretty sure some kid's on the run.
So, oh my God.
Here's a snapshot of Shauna attempting to get herself a beer, get a tattoo, and then go online dating.
I want to get a tattoo.
How old are you?
There is an age requirement.
I'm 22. Even though I can't physically grow up, I desperately want to be treated like an adult.
What are we gonna say in your bio?
My relationship status is single. I attract creeps, and idiots. It is scary to put myself out there, but you have to put some risk in to get happiness. So today I am going on a blind date.
Hi, I'm Shauna.
Hi, Shauna.
Oh my god, the voice is throwing me off.
Can't see the video of that either, but the guy showing up for his blind date seems completely blindsided and shocked, like it's a Dateline NBC moment.
Yes, he feels like he's being set up.
Where are the cameras? I didn't know she was an officer. I swear.
Well, and the thing is like I hope she explained to him like her medical situation beforehand, because it's a blind date. He doesn't get to see her.
I don't think she knew anything going into that. I think he showed up just thinking like I'm going to meet a normal 22-year-old.
Jeez, oh, that's still probably been a better date than I've been on.
Would you date someone who was 22 that looked 8, Jose?
I probably wouldn't. I mean, if she probably.
Jose's going to think about it.
I would. I'm trying to give her a benefit. I mean,
the thing is, though, like when you watch this, they're like putting her up to a bar and they give her a margarita, but then they put a straw in it. I'm like, do we have to?
Wait, I love when my margaritas have straws in them, bro.
But when you look 8, like you want to do as much as you can not to act like a child.
They grab a sponge, make a little SpongeBob garnish for her. Yeah. Like, here you go, cutie.
Some of the other scenarios that we've seen Shauna in the trailer include producers taking her to an adult love store to purchase videos for a bachelorette party. Ooh. Brooke mentioned the drinking from a straw, the margarita, and even vaping for the very first time.
I love the producers.
Look at her vaping. Here's a picture of her vaping.
Mouth, bro.
It seems wrong.
I like her now.
She looks like a child.
It does look like a child. That's the problem.
I mean, the messed up thing is that the TLC producers are sitting in a room and thinking, what could we make a kid do that would totally be inappropriate? Because we know she's not a child, but it'll be great for TV.
Yeah.
Just wait till episode 14 where Shauna's operating heavy machinery by herself and all the people on the job site are like, uh-oh, what's happening?
Dude, I want her to become like an open heart surgeon. Just so that, like, just, you know, to see people's faces when she walks in.
Oh,
like,
my God. Yeah. Right before they go under the anesthesia, like, no! But the show just premiered this week, so text in to 78592. Tell us, is this something that you're going to watch?
It's pretty fascinating.
Because
it's
if you don't, TLC may be forced to create something even newer and more extreme for their programming.
They're warning us. You better watch or else.
Yeah, something like this.
Stay tuned to TLC. Coming up next, Little People Tricky Fridge.
I love that one.
12 Wives, 12 Problems. Followed by Small Dogs, Big Dumps.
Oh, I love that. That's my favorite one.
There it is. Your phone tap's coming up next.